listening to this R. Kelly, I don't know what the fuck possessed me, okay? I mean, I don't know what happened here, but I just wanted to hear like a happy song. And he has a song that's called Step in the Name of Love. It's good shit, man. That shit, it's like, if you are trying to get your mind right, get in the shower, listen to that song. Next thing you know, you're going to be tapping and dancing a little bit. Not a lot, but you're going to have some rhythm in there. It just makes you happy. I don't know. But yeah, weird, right? Because guy did some ugly shit to women. That's the part, man, about some of these artists that we enjoy and adore, is that they let us down, man. They let us down. They do some evil shit. And then fucking with underage girls. And listen, if you want to pee on people, if you want to do record all that shit, I'm good with it. But at least have them be of legal age, right? But these parents, that's another rant for another day. You know, like R. Kelly's in prison doing his time, so it is what it is. But anyway, that just got my mood right, because I was seeing this article that bewildered me quite a bit. It was about a nurse that allegedly, I mean, I love how the article, and you know, this is like a LA magazine, because a registered nurse suspected of speeding through a Mercedes Benz. And I'm saying to myself, wait a minute, didn't they have video of her? Didn't they take her from the crash site? Don't we know who the name is? So how can we say like she's a suspect? We don't give people the, you know, so you can tell that this is kind of, and of course she's black, so I think they're just playing it that way, like being sensitive, instead of saying, you know, the perpetrator or thug. They're fucking just trying to be delicate about it in 2022. So it's an interesting thing, because I saw this story of, and I saw the video, first of all, I thought it was fucking crazy. Fucking middle of the day, ladies fucking pushing the fucking gas pedal to the throttle, boom, going through an intersection, and you see fucking fire. Straight up out of a movie. But it was real life. It was this lady going at least 100 miles an hour, at least, and fucking ramming it into an intersection. And she took six people with her. I want to say it was a couple grown-ups and kids. Fucking horrible. This is a woman that's a nurse. And supposedly, allegedly, from the friends and people that have talked, she wanted to commit suicide. I mean, she wanted to take her life, cure herself, hurt herself, because she had some sort of disagreement with a boyfriend, or no longer with him, something pertaining to love. So instead of stepping in the name of love, she said, I'm going to crash in the name of love, you know? And she took some people with her, unfortunately. And that's not cool. You know, that's a brutal thing. You know, I always get puzzled by this all the time, because when in my history of dating, and obviously for many others, it's that you never get the happy ending you want more times than not, especially for a guy. We have to deal with rejection a lot more. So you're used to the heartbreaks. You're used to, and after the first time it happens, which I believe for the guy is the deepest, once they move from that one, they're good. Like they don't deal with shit well after that, right? They got to go take an ayahuasca trip, but they're not the same once that first girl breaks their fucking heart. Once they think they found the one and they want to take care of them. You know, us guys, when we commit to somebody like that on that love level, we want to just do everything and anything for you. But hey, but this guy apparently, I mean, that's how she acted. This lady acted this way. I don't even know how old she is. 37 years old. And she ended up surviving the fucking crash. It's crazy. In the hospital, fiery crash. Took people with her. I just read that she also took a pregnant woman. I mean, unbelievable. You know, it's just disgusting when you see that, because of a woman, of a person. And men do this more often than women, so this is kind of a rare thing for me. Like, that's something a guy will fucking do when he's fucking going ape shit. and he just can't have the girl. He just walked in on his wife cheating on him, and you know, they go fucking nuts. This is some shit, and I guess for me, for the life of me, I'll never understand, like, knowing your self-worth, like, meaning that, yeah, this person didn't want to be with me, or they lied to me or deceived me for X amount of time, and they showed their true colors finally. But, you know, doing something like this or doing something intense is like, what's it gonna do? I'm not saying you can't think it. I'm not saying that you can't talk about it out loud. You gotta get all that shit out. I'm a big believer of whenever you're dealing with stuff, you gotta go out there and put it all out there, you know, for somebody to hear. You don't gotta do a podcast like me, but you have to go ahead and say, man, I need to get all this shit off my, however long it takes, just talking it out loud and just having someone listen to you. It's the way to do it. But it's unfortunate because everyone, the thing that I know about relationships and people is that they get so territorial. I mean, I was talking about this at dinner. I went to dinner earlier this week and with some neighbors and great group of people. And we're talking, and, you know, I told them, you know, they were very, very prideful of the fact that they don't, you know, they couldn't allow another man or another woman be with their partner, this, that, and third. And I come out and say, well, because they were talking about polyamorous. I'm like, yeah, I've dated a polyamorous couple, like a married couple. And they all turned their head like, what the fuck? What? I'm like, yeah, I fucking did it. Sit here and judge me. Sit here and look at me with the pink horn that's coming out of my forehead. Yes. And I was explaining to them what it was. It was like, it's basically their idea when people are in polyamorous relationships, they feel they have the ability to love multiple people. Like many, like moms can love more, three or four of their kids, just like dads can love their kids equally, just like we can love multiple people. Well, guess what? The concept of them being able to do that on a relationship forefront, it's in the same mindset. And, you know, you should see the reaction. Like, I couldn't do that. I'm just too jealous. I'm just too controlling. I'm just too this. I'm too that. I'm like, you guys, and I was telling this to somebody on the side. I said to them, you know, the sad thing about it is that in relationships right now, people are parading their relationships as being perfect, as being this awesome experience. And they'll brag about how they've been together for 20 years and all that. But guess what? There was some cheating along the way. There were some things that were done behind the other partner's back. And what I mean by cheating is not necessarily having sex. I mean, that's what everyone quickly goes to. Doing things that your partner does not know about. That's what I mean. Everyone cheats. Everyone, not everyone, most people do. Or a lot of people do. Or it's at least to have you fucking snowflakes that get delicate. To say that it is not uncommon for people to cheat, okay? So you go ahead and take, man, because you'd be surprised how people take this shit and take it defensively. Like, fuck you, you're wrong, man. I'm like, dude, I'm just talking shit. And if you can't see between the vibration, then you stop listening, please. Who gives a fuck? You know, I got two other listeners on here, so don't worry about it. But you get my point is that people are so territorial and possessive. And in this case, I think with this lady, I mean, Nicole Lorraine Linton, a nurse, 37 years old, plowing through with a Mercedes driver, Mercedes Benz, whatever it was. This lady just wasn't able to get herself together. Her friends, I mean, if her friends are saying this, that it was all based on a partner, the friends should have stepped in and said something. You know, if I have my friend, I had one time a situation where I was going to seek retribution. I got talked out of it because my friend loved me. He was like, dude, you can't fucking do what you're thinking you're doing. And I'm like, okay. You know, because, but in that moment, man, I was running hot. And when you're running hot, You can't do things like this. I get it. You know, I think we all get it where us as humans, man, we just hit like a tipping point and you want to just act out. because you feel you're just being shitted on all the time, or you're just not getting the breaks, all these different things. So it's I guess it's a very sad thing to see that people, and I think this is not going to go away. You know, when I talk like this, I just think of my daughter again. You know, I don't want her to be fucking heartbroken to the point where she's wanting to drive through an intersection and hurt innocent people, you know, because of a fucking guy. That, and I understand that our connections are different, but obviously that connection is not as beautiful and as lovely as you'd like it to be. So it's like, get off that fucking fantasy. You know, and that's the thing that I guess that's my gift. And, you know, my gift is I'm able to come to grips with reality very quickly. So if I'm in love with somebody and all of a sudden they're having an about face and a change, it bothers me. I get angry. I get disappointed. I get sad. But I know time will heal that. Time will help me see things clearly and to help me understand why that didn't happen, right? And some people are not able to do that. There's some people out there that they just get stuck in this vindictiveness because somebody did them wrong and they moved on and you didn't. And that's the part that I believe in. It's like, look, that person, when they're leaving you high and dry and you're having all these feelings, just know that they're moving on. When they're dropping you, they're moving on to somebody else, somebody they're more interested in, already have somebody in tow. So versus knowing your worth, and I forgot what I was saying, but my whole point was that you, when you are feeling this way because of a breakup, because of somebody that you can't control having a change of heart or not wanting to be with you, that's when you have to say, okay, that motherfucker doesn't want me, I'm cool. Let me go ahead and find somebody else that adores me, that wants me, that wants to be with me, and start all over. And people hate starting all over. I think that's what it is. And I'll leave with this, is that, you know, starting over is not the end of the world. You know, we start our days. It's just a weird concept that people have. Well, you know, I'm 45, man. I'm just tired of dating, man. I'm just like done with, you know, I just don't want to start all over again with somebody. But man, you got fucking life to live. Just enjoy it for what it is. Maybe this new chapter is better than the last one or the last ones you've had. But people are not able to be optimistic. My daughter gives me a hard time about this. She'd be like, Dad, you're always thinking positive. Because I'm always reminding her, don't fucking, when you see something, if you catch yourself talking negatively. Like my mom was just ranting away. She called me for a half hour just ranting to me and complaining about shit. I mean, nonstop. And I'm just sitting there like, this is what I get from all angles. I don't need it from my daughter. I don't need it from other people. You know, I'm like, dude, I get enough negative from people complaining about their fucking lives. And they're coming to me like to talk to me about it. I'm like, dude, like I don't have that threshold. But it's knowing that whatever experience you have, air it out, talk about it, find somebody to talk to you about it, and then just pick up the pieces, man, and move on, because life goes on. It's just one of those fights you lost in life. You got knocked down and now you're going to get back up. But it's harder for people to accept that. It really is. And I think that's the part that I marvel at, like whether it's people not being able to accept an outcome. Speaking of which, this is Chunk Up. Yeah, so that's it. This ain't in my body. This ain't in my body.